Hello, my beloved, and welcome to the Body Led Business Podcast. I am your host, Urika Valan, and today we are going to have some fun. Firstly, because right now it's so warm and so sunny here in Texas, it is exquisite. I am obsessed with the weather here, mostly because, as you know, I grew up in a very cold country called Lithuania, and it feels always like such a feast, such a party to have sunny days, even before it's summertime. And as you know, I went to Lithuania in January this year, where I really got a very good and big dose of winter, speaking of temperatures such as minus 25 Celsius and frozen lakes and things like that. And I believe that after those 3 weeks of cold, I feel very much ready for a whole year of summer. As you know, I spent many years living in beautiful, sunny, tropical locations such as Bali, Thailand, Malta, and so on, that I believe that I am made for summer. I don't think I could survive a full-on winter of darkness and snow. So those who are still living in winter seasons, I'm sending you my biggest blessings and respect. You guys are strong beings. All right. So today I want to talk about something. Many of you have asked me, so Urika, so how do you actually do this somatic business thing, right? Because it's not really obvious. It wasn't obvious for me at the beginning because, of course, I would do my somatic practice and then I would go and do my business things, right? Even though I did my practice, but my business was just a regular business. I was not necessarily using my somatic and nervous system work to grow my business. So it was only when I found that place of intersection between the two worlds, the somatics and the business strategy, that my business exploded, that my business began generating very consistent revenue. Last year, my business crossed more than 200K in revenue, and that was done in a way that felt so spacious and easeful, even though I launched 8 new programs last year, which is a lot. At the same time, I felt that I had so much open space. I had complete ownership over my schedule, meaning that I felt very happy with the way my schedule looks and feels like. My schedule is pretty spacious. I don't have a lot of things going on because I have a business that is very strategic. I have a product suite that actually supports my lifestyle, and I have a nervous system that has plenty of capacity to hold it all with ease while also receiving consistent five-figure and multiple five-figure months, right? And all of this is because of the body-led approach to business. So today I want to share about how I actually do this, right? I'm going to share about the little and the big adjustments I have made in my daily life and also in my business to really honor my body and my nervous system while also ensuring that I am being very strategic and intentional about how I grow my business. So the words somatic and nervous system have become really big buzzwords, and they have been thrown left and right in our conversations, on calls and programs on social media. And I am so happy. I am so happy that they have entered our daily lexicon. And these words are being now used to refer to anything that is body related. These words are being used loosely and often superficially. A lot of people actually have no idea what they are talking about. I'm saying this with love, but this is what I find it to be the truth. So a lot of people would think, for example, that nervous system work is just, you know, toning your vagus nerve by humming or just relaxing with your feet up the wall, which is, yeah, it's great and important, but it's a tiny fraction of the work. A lot of people will think that doing yoga or working out is somatic work just because it moves the body. Yes and no. Yes, it does move the body, but we are still following an outer sequence. And therefore, it is your mind or some sort of external formula moving your body, telling your body what to do, as opposed to you trusting and listening to what is happening internally and allowing that internal movement move your body. Then some people will think that getting hyped up, doing jumping jacks or dancing to Beyonce is somatic work and makes you embodied. Not necessarily. Just hype is not sustainable. It gives you a boost of energy, which is amazing and highly recommended. I did dance to really awesome hype music this morning in my shower. However, it does not necessarily make me embodied because I'm just having fun. It doesn't really mean that I'm actually listening to what my body's wanting to tell me. So I'm here to take this conversation much deeper and bring it way beyond our yoga mats into our daily lives and businesses. So for me, at the very core, a somatic practice means that your body is moving you from within, and the wisdom of your body, your sensations, are informing you from the inside. And this is how you move your body from the inside out. Most likely, you will be feeling emotions as you are doing a somatic practice as well. You will feel heightened sensation, whether it's pain or contraction or massive openness and pleasure and bliss, right? And when we are committing to including the somatic element into our lives, it's not just that we add a practice to our morning routine here and there. We are creating a lifestyle. This becomes a way of living that is body-led. And obviously, I do not use somatic work just for my business. It is just simply woven into everything that I do in my life. And most of the time, I'm not even thinking about it. In the last podcast episode, I already shared about the fact that your body and your nervous system are access points to your unconscious mind. So by using the medium of somatic work, you get to heal, you get to expand, you get to grow, and you get to awaken. It is a major spiritual path, and it gets to permeate all you feel life, turning this into a way of living, a way of being. So right now I'm going to share 8 ways how I include somatic work into my daily life and also into my business. So number one is somatic healing. Somatic healing is primarily focused on healing your past. We get to release past wounds and unconscious blocks at the nervous system level so that, for example, in business, then we get to feel safer to be seen online. We get to feel more confident to say the thing that may be polarizing. Maybe you want to break free from any ancestral conditioning around money and scarcity, right? So we do deep somatic healing work to rewire patterns that could be holding us back in business otherwise. For example, right now, I am working on creating more recurring revenue in my business. And when I tune into my body, I will very often find beliefs, stories, blocks that tell me why I cannot have this. And this is where the somatic healing work comes in. Number two is somatically calibrating to a whole new identity of you as a leader, woman, creator. Right? So through the body, you are basically paving a whole new paradigm of how you wish to experience life. So this part of somatic approach is more future oriented. We work with your desires. We work with your goals. We work with the reality that you wish to create for your business. Maybe it is receiving more money, holding more clients, upgrading your soulmate client, right? Maybe it's feeling more spacious around time. Maybe it's feeling more relaxed and safe around receiving more, right? So the first one was about really healing the past. And the second one is calibrating to a whole new version of you as a woman, leader, and creator. I personally love doing this most days. I have multiple practices that I include in my daily life. So for example, one little practice that I love doing is recording my voice from that future self, and then I listen back to that audio every single day. So good. So number three, through your nervous system, you can expand your capacity to receive and hold more. Your nervous system can feel like a container, right? And sometimes it gets a little bit clogged with all the things that you're not meant to be carrying, from limiting beliefs to your clients' lives to responsibilities that you are not meant to be holding, to your to-do list, other people's expectations, and so on. So semantically, we are clearing your capacity and at the same time growing your capacity so that you feel safer with receiving more clients, creative ideas, visibility, money, responsibility, love, pleasure, and all that delicious things. Number four, I love including nervous system support throughout the day. And this is where your body becomes your ally throughout the day, because your body is always sending you data, literally every single moment of the day. There's not a single moment where your body is not informing you about what is happening inside of you. So I personally love tracking my body by observing sensations. Sometimes maybe I will just close my eyes and just scan my body and see what's going on. Where do I feel tense? Where do I feel open? I will often do a break, for example, where I go outside and thank God for beautiful, sunny, warm Texas climate, where I will be closing my eyes and just receiving the warmth of the sun. And imagine that this sun is permeating my skin and I just get to open in receiving this beautiful elemental pleasure into my body. I will put my feet on the ground to ground and anchor myself, right? Feel the earth beneath my feet. I will often do breaks where I move my body, maybe stretching or dancing or sensual movement, whatever that is, but I will be always returning to my body throughout the day. By the way, I'll tell you one secret. There is one kind of a situation where it's hard for me to return to my body. It's when I take caffeine. I fucking love coffee. I would love to take coffee 20 times per day. It's delicious. I love feeling the buzz of coffee. I love feeling, whoa, this energy of inspiration and momentum and let's fucking go energy. But at the same time, when I take caffeine, and sometimes it doesn't even need to be coffee, maybe it's mate, maybe it's a stronger cup of matcha, then I stop hearing my body. Then I go into this really focused energy where I'm just bulldozing through the day and I forget to take breaks. I don't care about breaks. All of my energy is so focused in my head, which is amazing for creating. I get so much done in these moments. However, then I realize that, fuck, 3 hours have passed and I forgot to eat. I haven't moved and I think I'm feeling a little burnt out already. Actually, after taking a full cup of coffee afterwards, I do feel gently burnt out. So I noticed that my love for caffeine is actually making me disconnect from the subtle sensations that my body is always sending me. So right now I do take caffeine, but usually in very gentle doses. I love cacao and I love black tea, which is pretty gentle on my system. Okay, number five, I call this emotional embodiment. I do not say emotional management because we are not here to manage our emotions. It's not your to-do list. It's not your project to be managed. I say embodiment because your emotions include your body, which means that they want to move. So in the somatic way of living, we feel our emotions as they come. And we feel them effectively instead of getting lost in emotional turmoils, in dungeons and underworlds. And I teach my clients, including my business clients, how to feel their emotions in effective, grounded ways where they get to the core of the emotion instead of getting into the murky, confusing, chaotic waters where we get lost in emotions for days and then we want to drop our lives. There's beauty in doing this sometimes. However, I personally don't think that this is how I would like to live my life, right? So in this emotional embodiment paradigm, we discharge stress and overwhelm when we feel them instead of pushing through. This is major because it prevents burnout. Then you can go all in a business without fearing that you're going to burn out because you trust your body to tell you when it's time to release stress as opposed to keep on coping with stress by working more. I've definitely been there and it's not sustainable and it's not supportive for any part of your body or life. Number six, living in sync with your cycle. Living in sync with the ebbs and flows of your menstrual cycle and planning your business around your menstrual cycle. So literally anytime I launch a new program, I will look at my menstrual cycle calendar, which I do in a very old-fashioned way. I am an analog girl. I don't have an app to track my cycle because I don't want to outsource my power into some sort of app to tell me when I am supposed to feel specific things in my body. I am tracking my body and I know when my body is ovulating. I know when my body is entering my luteal phase and when I'm about to bleed. This is a different conversation, but I've done years of learning how to track my cycle without having to use apps. So anyway, come back to our conversation. So when I launch a new program, I will always look at my menstrual schedule so that I am doing the busiest part of my launch around my spring and my summer phases. Instead of adding things to my schedule where I have to be on camera when I am close to bleeding or when I am bleeding. Right now, I am in a very excited and energetic state of my inner spring, right? Which you can probably tell. I'm feeling really upbeat and just full of life. And I am intentionally batching my podcast episodes because of the phase of my cycle that I am currently in. Number seven. This is the fun part of somatic practices that all of my clients love. So using somatic practices to access your deepest creativity. Anytime I want to create a new piece of content, a new program, I will count on my body to help me enter a flow state where I am tapped into a force that's greater than me. I can feel the goddess pulsing in my heart. I can feel the muse writing words just by using my hands where my mind is somewhere else, but I am being used as an instrument for creativity. I recently created one of my biggest offerings, which I'm going to talk to you about very soon, just through being in a very open, somatically receptive state. And actually, I had been trying to create that thing just by journaling, using my mind, and it just wasn't flowing. It felt nice, but it was not monumental. It was not something that I felt, I can't wait to do this. And then as soon as I made space in my body through my somatic practices, I just heard the truth. I heard the voice of the goddess telling me exactly what needs to be done. That's it. And I hear this over and over again from my clients. They say, Orica, I did that practice and I've just channeled 5 posts in 1 hour instead of taking 1 day to do this. This is amazing, right? I've just ended up coming up with this new program and suddenly have the name. I have the pricing. And with your body, you get to access the conscious mind, not just for healing, but also for this deep creative vortex. Number 8. Using your body as a way to access wisdom for your business strategy. And I know this may sound a little out there and woo-woo and like, what does it even mean? But bear with me. I am not saying that you will be finding all of your business strategy through the body. Definitely not. There's things that are not intuitive. Business is a science. So there is quite a few things that you will simply need to learn and apply. However, when it comes to finding the deeper nuances, the deepest creative ideas, the right pricing, the right name for the offer, the curriculum for the offer, you can tap into the wisdom of your body to find these answers. In my programs, I teach specific nuanced practices for different things. I have practices for launching. I have practices for transforming fears into power. I have practices for finding the right pricing, right? I have practices to access your creative flow for your content. And this way, when you are consistently tapping into this intuitive knowing of your body, you get to adjust your strategy based on what feels true for you inside of your body. And here's what it does for you and your business. You feel infinitely more confident because you didn't just decide to launch this offer or do this pricing because your mentor told you. It's because you know deep in your bones that this is the right thing to do. Your soul is one with your body and your mind when you apply that strategy. Then you access deep states of momentum, alignment. Things feel much more effortless. You have so much more motivation to keep on showing up. And also you believe in your work so unwaveringly that even if you don't see results right away, you keep on believing in yourself. Because that belief does not come from outer results or likes or story views or money or number of clients. It comes from within. You are internally anchored. And this is how your body becomes the major asset to your business success. And I am obsessed with this work, as you can tell, because now suddenly it's not just you growing your business through your mind. Your body and soul and heart are participating together. You feel so much more alive. You preserve your vitality. Your mind is much more peaceful. You have so much more capacity to receive all that you desire. And you truly become limitless. So I would love for you to send a DM which of these aspects feels most resonant with you. Which of these aspects feel maybe edgy, maybe something that you desire to explore, but maybe you don't feel really clear or ready to go all in. I would love to have these conversations with you because I desire for every single female entrepreneur to experience the beauty, the depth of this work. So I am currently enrolling one-on-one clients for Somatic Business Mentorship, where I love to say that for the price of one, you get many mentors, because there we get to explore all the things that I have covered in today's podcast episode and also go into the nuances of business strategy, such as launching, creating new offers, upgrading your product suite, finding your most aligned soulmate client, creating the most epic social media and messaging strategy, learning how to sell with ease and fun, right? Learning how to become a true thought leader, where you get to find your most authentic, bold, real voice and create movements that will stand the test of time. In my one-on-one containers, you get to be a woman first. We support and grow your business, but also ensure that you feel really good in every single thing that you do in your business, where your nervous system feels resourced as you are taking every single step inside of your business. So I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, if you desire to experience simpler, less long-term ways to grow your business somatically, I will drop some links in the show notes to my Somatic Business Immersions. Thank you so much, my love, and I can't wait to see you in the next podcast episode. Talk to you soon.